I was just talking about how our devotion to God or to God in man can bear fruit. First of all, we should earn our livelihood by the sweat of brow, by honest means. We should not just squeeze the blood of others, knowingly or unknowingly. Our all actions should be above board. Maybe nobody's blood is squeezed, you see. First of all, earn your livelihood honestly. And still by earning that livelihood, you see, you must maintain yourself, your families, and also share with others. Some part of it must be given away for the good of others. The 1/10 has been insisted in all nations, all through history shown. 1/10, even in Christian, in old Latin people and others, in all Hindus and everywhere, you see, this has been the custom to pay off 1/10 of the income. Because why? Because some part of it we might be doing our duty not very honestly. Somewhere we might have slept for an half an hour or 10 minutes. For the period you have paid for 6 hours, for instance, you have not put in full 6 hours for the job, but you have put in just lighter a bit, half an hour less. And for half an hour less, whatever you have earned, that is not your right. You must give away. So this has been the custom in all masters. You see, Guru Nanak once was invited by one ruler who was called Lalo, Bhago. He was invited there. There was a big feast, of course. All sorts of dishes were served. Guru Nanak was invited there. But he did go to that town, but did not join that feast. But where he lived with some poor fellow called Lalo. He was a carpenter. He could earn his livelihood very hardly to maintain himself. So he remained with it, took his, ate his bread. Next morning, that ruler of the town came to know that Guru Nanak has come, but he had not joined our feast. He sent for him. He went over there. "Well, Nanak, you have not joined my feast. Why?" He said, "I have come, of course, but I not joined your feast because your feast was just served by squeezing the blood of others." And, "Well, that is why I have not come. I could not suck the blood of others." He was in a rage. "What you say?" He said, "Yes, it is so." "Well, Master is never afraid of telling the truth. You see, sometimes bring those things at home. What are you doing?" He said, "All right, bring your all dishes, whatever you brought." He brought that. He put in his one hand and just sent for that bread he ate last night with Lalo Tarkhan. He put in the right hand, squeezed the both. The food which had come from the Lalo Tarkhan, that drops of milk were squeezed. And from the food that was sent by the ruler, when he squeezed the drops of blood. So always, you want progress in your devotion to God, your livelihood must be honest. That's the first. Once again, our master used to just visit one Baba Khan at Peshawar. I was reading then in my school life. I used also to go to him. He went to once Baba Khan went to our master's office. "Now what are you doing?" "Master in a joke." "Well, I'm just preparing bill." "What? For how much?" "For 4,000. "You give me 4,000. He said, "All right, just I'll give you 2,000 if you like." "All right." So happened that the Afghan war came up, you see, and our master was detailed for duty there. He came after a few months and they earn money about 2,000. The same which he said, all right, I'll give you, Baba Khan. He came all very rich. Baba Khan previously used to come and just offer him 2 or 3 rupees. When the master came up here, look here, I want 20 rupees of silver. The master told him, you have become greedy. He said, no, not the least. I'm just taking out that poison what you want from yours. You might have slipped here and there in your duty. So I want to squeeze out that very portion which is not your legitimate right. You follow me? He said, I've just distributed, and he distributed what I regard to all other children. So first thing is required, the source from which your earning is had. If it comes from sources like that, in which blood of others is squeezed, how can you think your mind will be pure? First of all, this is first thing that is required in the way of being successful in devotion to God. And second thing, love knows no burdens. Devotion to God does not mean procrastination. The lover of God works more than other people because love knows no burdens. Out of love he serves everybody. He is not tired. But that is now people generally when they sit in devotion or they just to show purpose, you sit down, oh, I am tired a little bit, let me lie down, let other massage you. Well, what's the good of it? This is show, you see. Prophet Muhammad, once, they keep fast for 40 days or 30 days in a year. That was the day of fast. He went out to some village, there the fast was open, you see. And the man who served for the purpose, Prophet Muhammad said, for today is our devotion, all the fruit of our devotion has gone to this man who has served us. You must live on your earnings, honest earnings. If you have anything, well, you may have anything in your bank or not. Other will give you even a glass of milk. He sends a debit to you, you see, whether you got your money in your bank or not. You will back up. So be careful not to squeeze the blood of others. Live on livelihood earned by sweat of brow, first of all. This is one thing if you want to be successful in your devotion to Master or the God in man or God. And second thing, as I told you, devotion of bhakti is no name for procrastination. It's activity, it works more, love knows no burdens. And it further it comes that anything which goes to help you in the sweet members of God, that is a true ritual to be followed. If you go anywhere where you forget God, avoid all that. Just have a society or such like rituals or other ceremonies in which the remembrance of God is boosted. And moreover, this is no show purpose, you see. Love knows no show. Love knows no burdens. Love would not like to squeeze blood of anybody. This is the first thing to be successful in the way of reaching God, you see, having devotion to God, successful in your devotion. Generally, we people don't care for these things. And the second is, you must be active, you see, you must stand on your own legs, earn by honest means, maintain yourself, your family, and also share with others who are needy, are naked, are hungry. You see, this is our duty. Generally, this has been the custom to pay away 1/10 in all nations, you see, of your earnings. And second thing is, you must be active, going on in your duty, you see. You have love for God. God resides in every heart. You must love all. We are all children of God, you see. So these are two things required in the way of devotion to God which will give us success in that line. If you don't care for these things, then naturally somebody else will be looking after you and serving you well. Whatever little you do, that is paid up, that is debit against you in your bank. You will be bankrupt. So long as you have got that money in your bank, all right, otherwise that will go against you. Whatever good you do, the compensation, if it is more, you have to pay more and earn less, then naturally that will debit against you. So first of all, to be successful in the way of worship of God or bhakti is to earn your livelihood by honest means, by the sweat of brow, by which you maintain yourself, your family, and share with others who are needy, hungry and naked. This is one thing. Other, you must be active on your duty and do such things which go to flare up your love for God. That's all. All your ceremony, rituals and other things are blessed if that goes to develop or just flare up your love for God. If you forget any action, any ritual or anything, engagement, in which you forget God, that is to be avoided. So this is what we were speaking of today. Every day you get something, helping factor for your success in approaching God and be near to God. That's all. So aajkal sab ke hi hum honest earning karo, usse share karo gareebon, bhookho, nange, pyaason ko, aur aalsi nahi bano, dusro ka mat khao, दूसरे की आफरिंग मत लो, लेगे तो देना पड़ेगा। गृहस्थी का दाना नव नोंगल हाथ, भजन करे तो उबरे, नहीं तो कांटिया। और मास्टर नेवर गेव इनिशिएशन टू पीपल हु लिव्ड ऑन द अर्निंग्स ऑफ अदर्स। इफ सम रियल सीकर आफ्टर ट्रुथ डिड कम अप, ही टोल्ड हिम ऑल राइट, यू पुट इन 3 hours फॉर योर ओन सेल्फ इन योर प्रैक्टिसेस, your meditation, and put in 3 hours more for those who serve you. Nobody serves you without any return, you see. So you have to put in double the time for meditation to be successful in the way to reaching God, you see. You know, there is one man here this morning, one worshipper of a temple came up, how should I maintain? I told him, Hare, you get some pay. Yes, that is less. All right, then if you do some work for somebody, you can have that thing. But don't live on the offerings. Offering made for it. Some things to be had from it. We become business-like. If we offer something to God or to some temple, we want in return something. If you eat that thing, that goes in. They debit against you. So be very careful. Whether the other body see or not, he sees, he is within you, what you are doing. And you have to account for all these things. Aaj ka man ho gaya hai. Roz aapko koi cheez milti hai. Aur mere khayal mein aap logo ko yaad bhi nahi kya mila roz. Keep a note. Live up to it. Then put in regular time to your practice, you will succeed. All right.